Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we're talking about not only just North Carolina, but the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I mean, it's like one of those romantic kind of parts of the state for me, Olivia. I mean, I just love even the sound of that, Outer Banks.
Yeah, exactly. Outer Banks, beautiful beaches, lots of opportunities to observe wildlife, and of course, lots of cool historic landmarks.
Lots of cool historic landmarks. And, you know, if there's all that water that's by there, if it's Outer Banks, meaning it's like, you know, just a slither of land out into the water, you know there's some good eating. There's some great seafood, some great fish, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really known, actually, for great seafood, for things like oysters, crabs, all those kind of things it's known for. But, you know, we have to call in our, you know, Travel Bags culinary expert, Doc Beal. So we have him on the phone. So hi, Doc Beal.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing good. We're ready to get hungry because we know if you start talking food, you're going to go into a lot of detail. So we're talking North Carolina, and we're talking Outer Banks in particular, because I know North Carolina is a very diverse state, so you can get all different types of food and cuisine depending on what part of the state you're in. But we're focusing on the Outer Banks. So what's the culinary deal there?
Well, the culinary deal is incredible. The thing when you look at any place, when you're worrying about the food or is the food good or not, you have to look at the geography of the land. And the Outer Banks, the best way to look at it is to contrast it to something you're familiar with. So I always try to contrast it to our backyard, Georgia. The Georgia coast is about 100 miles long, and it's mostly marsh. We have about a third of the marsh on the entire East Coast. The Outer Banks is different. There's some marsh, but a lot of it is a rocky, beautiful beach area, and it's more exposed. We have tidals shifts that come here about anywhere from 6 to 9 feet. In North Carolina, they're about 2 to 3 feet. But that rocky inlet, those rocky little crevices where the water can come through, produces a very, very diverse seafood and a lot more of it. The North Carolina has way more seafood, particularly as far as its fishing fleet, its shrimping fleet, and its crabbing fleet than most places on the entire East Coast of the United States. And because of that, they provide a lot of the seafood to the places on the East Coast. And the thing, what makes the Outer Banks nice is a little strip of land heading, if you look at heading from the north part of North Carolina down to the southern part, it's like a little spit. What you have, the equivalent would be something up in Omaha, Alaska. And areas like Duck, moving all the way down to Cape Hatteras to Okeechobee Island. And because of that, these different areas, you have different towns, different things they specialize in, and a lot of flavor. So if we're going to start north, I would look at starting one of the most favorite places north, which you could talk a little about, is Duck.
Well, yeah, I had a chance to go to Duck, but I will say that when I was in Duck, a lot of what I ate there were donuts. They have a place there called Duck Donuts, and it's very, very well known. I think there's some branches of it in other places as well. But, I mean, it's really known because what they do there at Duck Donuts, Doc Beal, is that they will make your donuts to order. So you can decide the cake donut, because all of their donuts are cake donuts. Then you add a coating. You can either do things like cinnamon sugar. You can do powdered sugar, glaze. You can do different things like that. Then you add a topping. Of course, I added bacon because that is one of the toppings. But you could also add things like coconut, graham crackers, peanuts. And then you can add a drizzle if you dare to do that. Things like hot fudge or salted caramel. So that was my kind of Duck experience, although I did go to a couple of restaurants there as well. But the Duck Donuts, known for, you know, being great donuts, and of course they have the name of the city as part of their name.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place. You know, again, Duck Donuts is a light donut, it's a cake donut. And they also have maple as a good flavor, but you don't have to get donuts. You can also go to a place like that, you get muffins. And so they have that, and also some simple breakfast fare. And it's a nice place to get that great cup of coffee,
yes,
and to enjoy your day. And it's those pastry shops in the morning are good. Sometimes in the morning you want something light, and sometimes in the morning you want something kind of heavy. They also have a variety of sandwiches as well, which makes Ducks kind of neat. So it's a nice little town. There's hiking there, which you can hike in the morning before you get your appetite up and sit down and have your Duck Donut. also places where you can come and enjoy the surrounding areas, look at the boats coming in and out. And these are things to look at when you're in the town of Duck.
Well, yeah. I was going to share with you, there's a restaurant called Aqua there in Duck. I think I told you about that place as well.
Yeah, that's a neat restaurant. It's really it's a restaurant / spa. And they really center it around, farm to table, but light cuisine, very organic. And you can get dishes that are light, but you can also get dishes that are heavy. When you think about the North Carolina, you think about the fresh seafood, and fresh local seafood is important because 90% of the seafood that comes to the United States comes from outside the U.S. Mm. And out of that 90%, only about 1 to 2% of it's inspected. So if you have a place to eat fish that comes right out the water, caught that day, that's rare, and it's harder and harder to find these days. So when you go to a place like that, they have fresh tilefish, which is a good fleshy white fish. You have rockfish. You have you can even get tuna. And a lot of people realize a lot of the yellowfin tuna is actually caught off the coast of North Carolina, and you can get tuna thick sashimi, tuna thick roasted, a lot of ways you can have that tuna in a light spa setting. And they also have things that aren't seafood. So if people have seafood allergies, you can get chicken dishes, you can get vegetarian dishes. And again, the Aqua Spa provides that. It provides either light dishes or heavy dishes. And again, they're known for their wine. So they have a lot of variety of wine, and you get something really nice to wash that great food down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you guys are just joining us, I'm talking with Doc Beal, and we're talking about the culinary scene in North Carolina, the Outer Banks portion of North Carolina. Now, Doc Beal, speaking of wine and things like that, I also went to a place called Outer Banks Trio Wine, Beer, Cheese. And the trio is wine, beer, cheese. And they have a tremendous variety of not only wines, but also they have a large variety of beers there as well. And you can also listen to music while you're there. It's a perfect place to meet friends and enjoy dinner, have some of the different wines. You can do wine tastings there. It's really nice.
Yeah, the wine is really more for old fogies like me. I still like my beer, but more millennials, it's basically going to be beer, and they like liquor. And you find a lot more places doing it in that generation. It's more of a generational thing as well. But again, the wine is really good. The beer is good. They have a lot of beers on tap, which are really good. And then you can get the local flavor of beers. And beers are good because they pair just like wine to whatever you're eating, and that's a great thing to try. Cheeses
Absolutely.
Are nice because you have a lot more local cheeses coming up. You're seeing more and more and more. And you get all that in these areas such as the Outer Banks. And again, we're in the part of the Outer Banks called the North Beaches. The North Beaches includes Duck. It includes Kitty Hawk. It includes Naghead. It includes Kill Devil Hills.
It does, and I had a chance also to, speaking of Nag's Head, I had lunch at a place called Nag's Head Pier Restaurant, Captain Andy's Oceanfront Bar. They have a tiki bar there, and what's great about this place is that you actually can sit inside or outside, enjoy the water, enjoy the pier, do some people watching, see people fishing, people driving by because you can't drive on the beach there. It's just really a very, very cool place. Now, Dr. Beal, we're coming down to the end of this segment, so any last kind of food recommendations or things like that you can give us really quickly?
Well, very, very quickly, each place is known for its drinks, so something like Pier House Restaurant is known for its Bloody Marys. A lot of places are also known for their margaritas, which they take pride in and do. They use fresh local ingredients, soft shell crabs when they're in season, and they're in season in North Carolina during the part of May. So again, put that on your resume. Shrimp is also very good, but shrimp also varies on the size and quantity as you prefer as you go throughout the seasons. The longer the season you go, the bigger the shrimp. Early part of the season, the shrimp has rodents, a bit more sweeter. They refer to shrimps in North Carolina as green tails. Because of their beautiful color stamp. But it's the same shrimp you get in Georgia. It's a white shrimp, very, very tasty, very, very delicate. And these are some clues I'm giving you. And as you move down the Outer Banks towards the southern end, you find a bit more variations, and you also find the fish may vary in their migration pattern. So the type of fish may be present in one area, but not as present in as large amounts in another area.
Well, hey, it sounds like there's a lot of variety. So, you know, when you go to the Outer Banks, you know, like you said, you know, you can eat seafood, you can eat fish, and there are other options as well. So, Doc Beal, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with me. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And, again, go to the Outer Banks and enjoy the beauties that North Carolina has to offer. It's a lot different than Western or Mid-North Carolina.
It absolutely is. Absolutely is. Now, you guys sit tight, because when we come back, I want to share with you some great opportunities I had to go behind the scenes. When you talk about fishing and shrimping and crabbing and those type things in North Carolina, I went behind the scenes. And I want to share some of that with you. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a few moments.
Whoa, I want to be at the beach. That's where all the party people